This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Helmets on, kiddos. Good afternoon. This is BFM 89.9. Of course, this is Enterprise Biz Bytes. All this week, we're highlighting children's road safety with a specific focus on the importance of kids' helmets. In fact, you can sponsor one today for just 50 ringgit over at bfm.my/helmets. Now, let's move on. We've got Jeff Sandu laughing here in the corner. Over there, we've got Audrey Raj laughing over in the corner.
I've got a fantastic WhatsApp message.
So, of course, we are asking for you to give us brands that we have adopted into Malaysian culture and made our own or made your own. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number.
He's going to fall off the chair.
Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. I'll give Jeff this. Come on then, Jeff, what have we got?
CKH, I love you. CKH has sent in a message saying Richard Bradbury.
Right.
What? No, that was my winner. Sean just said we've adopted Richard Bradbury. Apparently he's not Malaysian.
Like, we've got two winners.
Good job.
You very much for adopting me, guys. It makes me feel so very welcome.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe it will help me out with my PR application. Let's keep trying, shall we?
Levita is from Japan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, really? So it's not Malaysian. Yeah,
okay, but Levita Tongkat Ali has to be from
That's
Malaysia.
The localized version. Yeah. You know, that's the very localized that's version. The nasi lemak ayam goreng McD version of mm-hmm. Levita. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, very clever.
Any more?
So, Vivigan says, my mind was blown when I learned that Joma wasn't Malaysian. Now, for many of you may be wondering, what is Joma? If you play football back in high school, we couldn't afford the Adidas and the Nikes and the Umbros, right? So we used to go and buy Joma, Joma boots, and you know, they were like this just plain black boots, really useful.
The rubber ones.
The rubber ones, they just look very simple. They're just black, and then they've got like a white stripe next to it, or a yellow, or a blue, okay, or a green, right? Just to give you a different color. And he says, like, I think I speak for every kaki bola out there, finding out that it's not Malaysian, it's from Spain.
Oh.
So speaking of Joma, what about Asadi? The Adidas wannabe Asadi? Mm. I wonder if that's local.
We'll have a search.
Funnily enough, you know the brand Supreme as well. That everybody. Yeah. I saw a girl with a pair of sneakers on yesterday, and it was Soprome. I thought that was kind of funny.
Asadi is from Malaysia.
Oh, there you go.
Is it? All right, we should probably move on. Keep them coming, folks. This is very nice. Maybe I can be adopted three times by the end of the show. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter, of course, and Instagram at BFM Radio. Story number two, Ma versus Musk, the battle of the tech tycoon titans.
Yeah. So I read this article last night, and I just couldn't wait to get into work today to watch this debate. And it was everything I expected it to be, you know, putting Jack Ma and Elon Musk on the stage together to talk about just anything, right? It was awkward. It was animated. And it was also slightly cathartic, you know, if you think about it. So this debate, of course, happened at the World AI Conference in Shanghai. It happened on Thursday. And, of course, we were talking about Jack Ma, who's the co-founder of Alibaba, and the billionaire industrialist Elon Musk, who's behind, you know, Tesla and Super.
Why do you keep rolling your eyes every time you mention
Evil
Elon Musk?
Yes. Okay. Because they are the, you know, like, when I think of Megamind, I think of Elon Musk for some reason, right? And so they basically discuss everything futurism, you know, from technology, Mars, death, and jobs. But the hot topic in that hour-long talk was AI, which, you know, has provoked concern among scientists, especially like Stephen Hawking, who said that AI could eventually annihilate humanity, right? So this is what Jack Ma had to say. Computers may be clever, but human beings are much smarter. We invented the computer. I've never seen a computer invent a human being. So that's what Jack Ma said that. So while insisting that he is not a tech guy, he said that he thinks AI can help us understand humans better, and he doesn't think it's a threat. To that, Musk countered, I don't know, man. That's like famous last words.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole debate, you know, you could see at certain points, you know, Jack Ma and Elon Musk, they both had like pained expressions, or they were raising eyebrows, or like there were a couple of eye rolls in there as well. So it was really like cathartic to watch. Also, Musk said that, you know, with the rate of advancement of computers, today it's just insane. You know, he sketched out a vision of things where everything is just super fast, AI, intelligent devices, eventually tiring with dumb, slow humans. He said it's going to be, at one point, it's going to be computers talking to us, and the computers will feel like they're talking to a tree. And yeah. And so he also said that, you know, mankind's hopes lies in going along for the ride by harnessing some of that computing power from AI, as he offered. And it was kind of like a plug for his Neuralink. Oh my God, I'm struggling to say that. But so for those who don't know, Neuralink actually develops implantable brain-machine interface devices. So it's basically like the Matrix, where you plug yourself into something and then, like, next thing you know, you can do wushu or kung fu, right? You know, you can just pick things up just like that.
I like how, you know, the first thing that comes up to Audrey's mind when you have a chip and you can download anything, wushu.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
It's cool. Okay.
Hold that thought. Jeff, what would you learn?
I don't know, how to fly a jet plane or something.
How to fly a jet plane. Yeah. Okay. Languages? You wouldn't think languages would be something? No? Okay, that's just me then.
What about you, Rich?
A language.
What language?
English would be helpful. For today, especially. No, I mean, seriously, just something really simple, just like a language, so at least I know my brain is still working. I think wushu is that thing where you're like, it's okay knowing it, but following through and like breaking a wrist is not necessarily the best
wushu
idea.
I don't know came to mind. It was just a, yeah.
So feeling a bit violent today, perhaps?
Maybe. It's that Levita. So Musk also went on to say that right now we are already some form of cyborgs, you know, human beings are, because we're so well integrated with our phones that it feels like a missing limb when we don't bring our phones with us anywhere, right? He says, he also says that, but here's what Jack Ma had to say. He said that humanity will have more leisure time in the future as AI takes on much of the burden of things like transporting, feeding, and thinking for Earthlings. That's what he says. And see, people could work as little as 3 days a week for 4 hours a day with the help of technological advances.
Wasn't he the guy that just recently was saying we're supposed to work until we die?
Yes.
You know, like six days a week.
12 hours a day, 6 days a week is what he said. But now he says with AI, it's just 12 hours a week. That would
He's
be
just
great.
Retired as well, right? Hasn't he?
Next month.
Very quickly, before you move on, Christina said that she would program a liking the gym into her brain. You know, we talked about wushu and languages and jet planes. She's talking about liking the gym. That works.
Okay, but just to give you a gist about of what it sounded like or what the debate was like, you know, I'm sure you're going to go and Google this after it's on YouTube. Jack Ma questioned Musk's push about, you know, the boring company that he had and about developing a spacecraft that could help us colonize Mars. But like every other exchange during the debate, even a compliment can sound like an insult. And I'm going to let you listen to this. This is a clip that I pulled from New China TV. Give it a listen.
My view is that by the artificial intelligence or AI, when human beings understand ourselves better, then we can improve the world better. Last 200 years, human beings tried to understand the other side world better, understand the other people better. But I think what I feel excited about AI is that AI is to understand people, the inside of the human beings. The Earth, I heard you're going to dig a tunnel in deep in the Earth, which is amazing. Every time when I read the news about you are interested in the outside space, I look at you with great respect. We need heroes like you. But we need more heroes like us, working hard on the earth, improving things every day. That's what I want.
Sure. I mean, to be clear, I'm very pro-Earth. Yeah. When I say us becoming a multi-planet species or making life extending life beyond Earth, from a resource standpoint, I'm talking about less than 1% of Earth's resources should be dedicated to making life multi-planetary or making consciousness multi-planetary. So, you know, I think it should be like somewhere in between how much we spend on lipstick and how much we spend on healthcare. For the preservation of consciousness, we should spend maybe slightly more than we spend on cosmetics. You know, and I'm pro-cosmetics. I like it. They're great. But, you know, this is probably worth spending like at least 0.5% of Earth's GDP. Should be enough to make life multiplanetary. It seems like a wise investment for the future.
Lipstick in space is what his next album is going to be called. No, but I mean, you understand what he's trying to say.
The industry spends a lot in researching for cosmetics and all, right? If you spend 1% in all the industries combined, then, you know, maybe there would be hope of interplanetary living. Mm-hmm. What a very call.
But it was Stephen Hawking who said that, you know, in case of like nuclear war, a devastating virus, global warming, or even like an like something hitting Earth, like an asteroid collision, right? We need to start exploring space and other alternative living planets. Like
Living planets. Living planets. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean.
She'll wushu you. Yeah.
She'll wushu me. Right? We need a planet B.
We'll wushu you back,
saying,
to
right?
British.
Back to British. Back to British. I think it's
when
time for a break.
When we find it, you won't be laughing anymore. Okay, we find it. Okay, but then so throughout the whole debate, they were just like going at each other and all that, you know. And most of the time, Musk was on the defensive. But not to worry, they both agreed that on one thing, and that was human mortality. They said that that's a good thing. And as each generation brings new ideas to the global challenges that we face, it's a great thing to die. So that's what Ma said. You know, it's great to die. And Musk said, yeah, that's probably true. So at least they agreed on one thing.
Well, and that's how they wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a happy ending. Time for a break. We've got some music up next from the Ramones with Rockaway Beach. If you want to get in touch, of course, regarding our lead story, brands and the Malaysian culture, what has Malaysia adopted as their own, even though it's not? Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with our final story on this Friday, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.